Now, it's not often that we think about the connection between dance and health, but the two are linked in so many ways. Dance Science, Moving Well, explores the connection between movement and the state of our mental and physical conditions. It's a one-day event featuring performances and talks, a panel discussion and film, all focusing on the ways in which the science of dance impacts our body. And we've got on the line the curator of the event and performer, Liz Lee, here to talk about Dance Science. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. I was glad we could catch you, and I know you've been busy rehearsing for the show, so a perfectly great excuse.
Yes.
So often when we picture a dancer, we picture someone young and fit and a picture of perfect mental and physical health, but in what ways do you feel that this event actually challenges the perception, particularly by lining up 55-year-olds and older dancing, as well as dancers with Parkinson's disease?
Well, you're absolutely right. I guess the stereotypical notion of dance might be, youngsters, nice and fit and all of that kind of thing. But dance has always been an art form and a movement form that covers many different areas and cultures and ages and abilities. And as more and more people are coming into dance, and as more and more people are aligning dance with scientific research and scientific research with dance, there are, you know, the world of dance and of movement science is opening up. So there is a number of extremely well accredited and well run and established programs for dancers who have Parkinson's.
Right.
And many new programs arising for older dancers, many of whom have never danced before. So they might start dancing, you know, at 60 or 70 or something like that. And it's not just the physical class and the opportunities to perform, but it's the social engagement that brings them to the classes and into the groups. So the day, starting at the at the older end, we also have Arlene Kramer performing on Saturday. She'll be performing an installation by Sue Healy, and Arlene is 103.
I know, I couldn't believe that when I saw her. 103, and she's going to be doing a performance. How amazing is that?
She is, but one of the things is she's been performing for many, many years. So she's always been a professional dancer. And on the other end of the spectrum, we have someone talking about the way in which movement in babies can be aligned with dance.
Right.
And the way in which movement within the womb and then within as babies come out of the womb and respond to music and respond to different stimuli, it's about engaging physically and mentally. And then we're going through different types of technique. So there's a lot of technique, obviously, in, say, ballet or contemporary, but we're also touching on different dance forms, indigenous dance, capoeira, classical Indian. And, it's a very jam-packed, very varied, very varied day.
What a huge day. Yeah, sounds fantastic. It's on at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta. Now, for people like me who I'm not a very good dancer, and I'm sure a lot of people out there sort of go, oh, I can't dance. But is there a dance for everybody? Is there sort of a style of dance that everyone, even people who think they've got two left feet, can do?
Well, look, I would say that there are so many styles of dance that everybody could find one for them.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that there's one that's going to suit everybody, but I would say that there are, you know, so many different forms of dance, and they align with lots of different types of music. A lot of people will go and they love tango music, or they love African music, or the classical Indian, or whatever it might be, and so like jazz or hip-hop or something. So the music often aligns very, very closely with the movement practice and often evolves through and from the music. So, yes, I wouldn't say there's one style for everybody, but I would say that there is a style for everybody.
Yeah, well, hopefully I can find my style one day. and the way that you've sort of linked dance and science together is represented by the patron of the event, who is the Senior Australian of the Year, Professor Graham Farquhar.
Yes, indeed.
Who is a dancer himself, is that right?
He danced many years ago, and he set up Nude Dance Ensemble, which was based at the ANU in Canberra. And then from there, Canberra Dance Theatre evolved, and CDT has now been running for 40 years. I used to direct the company.
Right.
Graham is a delightful person, and, you know, ferociously intelligent. You can hardly ever get him because he'll be in one country or another. I believe he's on a speaking tour in Tasmania at the moment. So, it's really fantastic that he's joined us as the patron of the event, and he very much for us kind of symbolizes that notion of how dance and science can come together.
Yeah, and that's great, and I think it's something that maybe a lot of people think about. And as you said, you've got a lot of great speakers and dancers and screenings on the day. What are some of the sort of core issues that will be addressed during the day?
Well, questions of mental health of dancers, older dancers and younger dancers, and then also how dance can, or movement can be brought to bear for young people who are suffering depression or mental health issues. Mm. And then, yes, physiological training so that, you know, the correct technique and then the ways of thinking that dancers can employ to assist nerves. I mean, I could use a bit of that at the moment, I have to say. There's a strong education theme.
Yeah,
we've got two international speakers. We've got some are flying in from the States and some are flying in from the UK. And the thing is, I mean, we're very lucky. We've jam-packed a lot into one day, but all of the speakers we have are absolute leaders in their fields. So we've got, you know, we've got some excellent brains on the table. I've been looking at all of their PowerPoints and I'm a little bamboozled. I'm not in any way a scientist. I love curating these events, but I kind of like work with people and then set it up and then just watch what happens. And this is where Riverside and Form Dance Projects have been brilliant. They've jumped on board and gone, okay, let's do this.
Yeah, what a fantastic initiative. And I love that it's all happening in one big packed day. And it sort of wraps up near the end with a solo piece from yourself.
Yes,
it's called Red. And it was inspired by your experience with endometriosis.
Yes.
Can you tell us how that piece sort of works and how it frames your journey with an illness?
Because it sounds pretty horrifying, doesn't it? Like, ooh, no, we don't do that. look, we use a lot of comedy. I had some really quite funny things happen. I ended up having to have major surgery. And my doctors were quite funny about that when that kind of came to it.
Right.
I had it for a very long time. I ignored it, ended up needing surgery that I might not otherwise have needed. I attended to my dancing health, but not to my inner physical health. But endometriosis is really, there's a lot of it. And what's great is there's a lot more awareness around it, which is fantastic. Mm. And so different journeys. I kind of go back to my childhood and tell a few ridiculous tales and try to go out and find a date and all of that kind of stuff, which is not the easiest thing to do when you're in your 40s. Yeah. And, so there's a lot of film, a fantastic lighting design by Karen Norris, a real variety of music, and, the occasional doctor's letter.
Excellent. Wow, that sounds amazing. Really comes around full circle, too, talking about how you may have looked after your dance health but not your other health, and now you've brought it back around to a whole day surrounding dance and health, which is really interesting to bring it into focus. So, look, sounds amazing. And people can jump online to riversidetheatre.com.au. There are tickets, links to tickets there. It starts on Saturday, the 2nd of June at 10 a.m. in Lennox Theatre. You can also find more information at form.org.au/moving-well. Liz Lee, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me.